Good afternoon. Elaine Carl here, welcoming you to AIBF Business Talk. Today, I catch up with Camel Cush. Camel is the founder and owner of IrishDirectory.ie. Irish Directory is the newest online directory for Irish businesses. Originally from Poland, he lives in Offaly with his wife and son. Camel has spent over 16 years building valuable relationships within the business community and started Irish Directory to give a simple and affordable solution to help business owners all over Ireland. Good afternoon, Camel. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Elaine. And I would like to say a huge thank you for inviting me and Irish Directory to the podcast of the Business All-Stars. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So, Camel, can you just share with us a little bit about the business journey of the Irish Directory and the whole background to it and how it came to pass?
Yeah, sure, Elaine. That's not a problem. So Irish Directory came to light over 3 to 4 years ago as an overall idea, how to help the businesses, how to thrive, how to help the businesses to get the SEO and exposure. And unfortunately, the business and all the business idea got a little bit postponed as I'm running as well the web design agency. And during the COVID, I got the enlightenment that my previous idea would be the really great tool for the Irish businesses that are currently struggling. And the reason behind the Irish Directory creation were the main 7 pillars of the marketing to help the boost prepaid appointments and to generate high quality potential customers. So that's why the Irish Directory got created, to help the businesses to gain exposure, SEO, advertising, and everything in one easy to understand and easy to manage place.
It sounds very interesting. And obviously there was a big long thought process that went into it and into the concept and the idea 3 to 4 years ago. But before all of this started, Camel, what was your own background and how did it lend itself to where it is today?
So my background, it is, oh my goodness, from where to start from? So my background is the web design, user experience design, and all the bachelor's degrees that I gained throughout the years thanks to Ireland, that managed me to progress and to scale my own skills. And thanks to them, we managed to create the Irish Directory. So I'm working throughout the years with the small businesses, and I know they're always struggling. Most of the time, what kind of websites they're looking for and the online solutions they are looking for are they almost kind of the same. So that's why I came up with the idea why we would not allow all the businesses to have what they need at their fingertips at affordable price and with a good support that they can always count on and don't be alone. So as you know, we were as well doing the interview with you in the last couple of months. So that's how we're trying to allow the businesses to gain even the access to the professionals, to professionals in business, in sales, in SEO, or even the mindfulness. So that's what the Irish Directory it is about, to help everybody with their problems, with the business problems.
So what was your own motivation, Camel, for coming behind the Irish Directory and to bringing this concept to market?
So can you repeat the question again?
Yeah, so what was your own motivation to bringing Irish Directory?
Yeah, so the Irish Directory, my main motivation to create the Irish Directory was to give something back to Ireland. Like the Ireland gave me so much throughout the education. I met my wife in Ireland. I managed to grow up as a person in Ireland, as a business owner, and as well at the personal level. So that's why I would like to give something back from my own will to Irish market, to Irish businesses, because I know they are struggling and I know they need the help. So that's why I'm trying to put all my knowledge, all my team, without accessing any, let's say, any funds or anything, just to sponsor all that platform and just to give something back to the Irish market.
So just in simple, Camel, for anybody listening here this afternoon that isn't familiar with Irish Directory, can you just give us a brief overview as to what Irish Directory is and how potentially somebody could get involved, any other business people listening today?
So yeah, I managed to do my best in this one. Just it's always complex for me to describe. So like in a few words about the RH directory, in the rush of the small businesses owners to get online during the COVID, many are working out for websites. Like for example, without understanding the cost or hard work involved in a successful expanding the e-commerce business. So what that pretty much means, all small businesses are forking out the money from the government without understanding how the website can be used, how the funds can be used, what's the SEO, what's the marketing, and they're getting lost. So that's what the RH directory is kicking out, to let RH businesses and provide them with all the tools. Like our mission is aiming to bring the RH-based businesses together and make the island all again, as we used to be, even during the Celtic Tiger. During those difficult times, as we are living right now in the COVID, we need to work as one beautiful nation. So that's what we need to do together. So that's what RH Directory can provide you. You can log into rhdirectory.ie, go to our pricing. We provide really simple, basic pricing with no contract, and you can list your business within a minute or through the Google or through the Facebook without the need any of the online tools, any website. You just need a little bit of time, maximum maybe 10-15 minutes, and you can start to sell and promote your business.
Excellent. No, it all sounds very interesting, and I can certainly see your passion coming out behind. Cameron, what would you see as contributing to your success and to the success of the RH Directory?
To the success of RH Directory, mm-hmm. It's, I think the main thing that RH Directory is getting as far as it goes at the moment, even by sponsoring the Spider Awards or getting awards from the Business All-Stars as the thriving online star, is that we are trying to support local businesses. We're trying to create small local community of the businesses. So as you can see, all our competitors, let's say you have a Golden Pages, you say you have a WhatsApp on other listing platforms or promotion platforms, they're all providing the same services to all businesses from around the world. It's not tailored only for the Irish. When you support Irish, you buy from Irish, and you're giving something back to the community. That's what makes us different as a business, and that's what helps Irish Direct to be different.
Excellent. So it's obvious that you've taken good inspiration or maybe leadership from somebody or some other organization. You know, if you were to kind of say who inspires you and who have you learned from?
Whom I'm learned from and who is my inspiration? Maybe I wouldn't go who is my inspiration, just against whom I would like to go against. I'm really competitive. I love to win and I love to give something back. So I would like to, this year, to overrank and overtake the Golden Pages. We gonna win the Spider Awards this year for the best innovation and best innovative websites of the 2021. And we're gonna also manage to put all businesses together. We have over 65,000 businesses already listed. And at the end of this year, we are planning to reach over 50%, which is 30,000 businesses. So that's my main goal that I want to achieve this year.
Excellent. And I think they're very good goals, and it's always good to have stretch goals. And it's good to be so focused in your goals. And it's an interesting angle as well, that your competitive nature is actually seeing you not only admire one of your competitors, but striving to overtake them. So I'll be watching this space very, very closely. So it's obvious that even as new and as fresh as Irish Directory is, that it is ever evolving, Tamil. Any plans in particular for the growth of the business? You've shared with us some of your goals and that in terms of where you want to be, but do you have any, when you started out initially, what were your goals and how have they maybe changed along the way?
So at the moment, what we are planning for this year is to put extra modules maybe to our platform, so the businesses can import all the reviews from Google My Business, from Facebook, from Trustpilot, mm-hmm. that they're going to manage to collect the reviews from their current clients. They're going to manage to tailor as well the reviews if they have, let's say, bad reviews from their competitors. So we can help them with those reviews. As you can see, and you know for sure as a business owner of the multiple businesses as well, that it's always a problem with the Google or with the Facebook with removing false and nasty reviews. So with Irish Directory, it's going to be completely something different. We're going to support you and we're going to assist you any way that we can. Also, from a little sneak peek that we never didn't set anybody yet, we are currently working on introducing the e-commerce part to Irish Directory. So you're going to manage to promote, gain the exposure, advertise, and also sell online if you are also looking something to do so.
Excellent. So exciting things to come. So I presume the road hasn't always been plain sailing, Camille. I'm sure that there's been roadblocks along the way and that you've come against certain challenges. What were some of any of those challenges, you know, that you'd like to share with us and how you overcame them?
The challenges on the personal or the business level, or as a platform level?
Yeah, it could be both, Camille. Just across the board, as a business person and as a business.
So, on a personal level, as a business owner, I finally take care of my mind and body as a mindfulness. So I started to exercise. I managed to put, let's say, 1 hour each morning and 1 hour, let's say, in the evening for exercising, which helps me with my too much energy. As I have the ADHD, I'm always super, super active and I don't know when to stop. So I started to put everything to the gym that I can start to feel better, to feel better, more motivated. I don't feel so much stressed. On a business level, what I'm trying to reach the good influencers. That's the hardest part that you can meet currently for me. So we managed to scale as a business. We are managing to gain more clients and more businesses listed each day, but to get people involved and to get the trust from the people, I think that's the most difficult part of the business on the very beginning as it is.
No, excellent. Very, very interesting insights there. What would you say, Camille, has been your biggest business lesson or the biggest learning that you've had since setting up Irish Directory?
That's a really difficult question, to be honest. I would need to think a little bit on this one. What's the biggest challenge and the biggest lesson that I learned while setting up the Irish Directory? I think would be the development, that's for sure. The strategy, how to reach the good and valuable leads and the businesses. So as a business, that's always hard to do so. And the most difficult there is how to describe your business. That is the main obstacle that I think any young business is facing. How to describe your business, how you are, what exactly are you doing, or in what way are you going, or what you can provide to your business. So that was the hardest for me to describe.
And I think actually there's a lot of listeners listening in this afternoon that will actually feel, you know what? I actually thought I was the only one that found it difficult to say in one or two sentences what specifically we do to be able to make sure to communicate across. So it's very humbling to hear, Camille, that you too had found, I found that a challenge. Camille, you've shown extraordinary strength, resilience, and also competitiveness and competitive nature. What would you say are your key strengths?
Stubbornness.
Stubbornness.
That's number one. I don't give up, and maybe not my personal strength, but my relationship strength. It is my wife that always supports me and always pushing me forward to become better, to evolve, to learn the new things, and don't give up. So even when I want to give up, she's saying, no, we need to do this. We are too far in it. We need to push it. We're going to manage. We're always together. Screw that. We're going to manage. And that's why we got really stubborn what we are doing. So whatever you do, don't give up. Don't care what anybody else are saying. Because your mind is the most important and your stubbornness in your business and your dream is the one that you need to go go for it to reach.
I love the resilience behind that. It's very refreshing to hear. What you mentioned there, how you started taking, I suppose, more proactive approach with regard to your health and your well-being, factoring aside some time for exercise. Mm-hmm. And that. What else do you do to grow as a business person?
As a business person, learn how to listen to constructive criticism, which is the most annoying part that you can hear. That you're trying to do something what you love and someone's criticizing. You just want to give a slap in the face, but at the same time you need to listen, because thanks to those criticism and thanks to those honesty of the other people, you can grow as a person and you can grow your business too.
Yeah, so, you know, is there anything in particular that you do to stay on top of things and to keep learning and growing as a business person?
As a business, thank you. That's a really good question, Elaine. What I found it really interesting, I hate reading. What is the most comfortable for me as a business owner is the video and the listening. I hate reading. For some reason, I'm not processing reading really well, and I'm falling asleep after two sentences. So that's why I set up my account on the Audible, and I start to listen to the business books. Like, my main book that I listened at least 20 times already is The Magic of Thinking Big, which it helps you to understand what's the difference between the workforce and the entrepreneurs and the dreamers. How you need to dream, why you should dream big, and what is going to make you set apart between the, let's say, Monday to Friday work and the entrepreneurs. Why are they doing this? Why are you dreaming big? Why you should go and chase your dreams? So that's what I found it the most interesting.
No, that's good. I'm actually going to check that out now after our chat here this afternoon. So, Kamal, what advice from your experience would you give to another business person setting up a business in Ireland?
Business in Ireland. Start networking, start to reach to the people, start to say hello to the people. Don't be afraid that someone's going to say no, because majority of Irish, they're going to say yes. Because the Irish nation is really open and they love to help each other and to grow together. As a business owner, if you have a dream, find similar person to you that is almost a dreamer. If you want to grow and you want to become a big person and you want to become the business person, check your circle and your friends. What are their dreams? What kind of people they are? Because normally when you want to dream big and you want to become the business owner, your circle and your friends have the huge influential. They can be huge influencers. They can be the bad ones and the good ones. They're going to say, oh, why are you doing this? Is that the point? Is that better to find a job? So you don't need people like this in your circle, in your friends' areas. Tailor, and then you can grow, no problem, because then you're going to have the good influencers. People going to help you. They're going to advise you. And maybe you're going to find as well the business partner. So that's going to help you out. That's number one, what I would do.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting, because even a lot of our older generation here, for example, my grandmother and grandparents would always say to me, oh, tell me your company and I'll tell you who you are. So, you know, absolutely, we become a product of the people that we hang around with and we spend most of our time with. So therefore, it's important to keep control of, you know, the quality of the types of people and the mindset of the individuals as well that we hang around with. Kamal, so look, what does being an accredited business all-star mean to you, Kamal, and to your business, and how is it helping you?
Oh, thank you so much, Elaine. But thanks to the business all-stars, we managed to reach other partners, or to be more trustworthy. That was the number one, that we managed to reach the huge influencers, as for example you or the Simon High or Jason Cooper. So we managed to reach them through the business all-stars. So we gain the extra credibility and we become better business thanks to the accreditation of the Business All-Stars.
Excellent. Delighted to have you. So, Kamal, I'd like to, like, in the metaphor, to lift the bonnet and to learn a little bit more personally about yourself. So, Kamal, I'm just going to fire a couple of quick questions to you. And don't think about the answers too quickly. I'm always interested, as are our listeners, to learn a little bit more personally about you. What's your most cherished possession? What is it that you have that you couldn't do without? And it can't be family or friends.
I cannot do without. That's going to be my stubbornness again. And that's going to be the country that I'm in. For example, the decisions that I made to came to Ireland. Okay. That's my the best and cherished possession.
Yeah, a possession is something physical, Kamal. So I'm saying an object. Yeah, a possession is an object. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. What's your most cherished possession?
So if it's not family, it's not friends, and it's the physical possession, I would say that's going to be my PC. Because I'm a huge geek. So I managed to build with my friends my own PC through which I manage the Irish directory. And we managed to build as well through the coding and all. So that's my little baby.
Excellent. Very good. If you could send some advice back to your 20-year-old self, what would that be?
Be who you are and keep on going. Because as a 20-year-old, I did party a lot. And I did manage to meet a lot of people, a lot of friends. And managed to listen to the crazy stories, the craziest that the people had around. And I think in your 20s, I know it's a different generation right now that they need to chase for money, family, and get married really quickly. But I was partying a lot, meeting the friends, and I managed to put all the frustrations, everything out through the dancing, meeting people. And right now I can focus on the business. I can focus what I want instead of thinking, if I could only get out with my buddies for the pint again. Or why I didn't do that when I was young. So right now, I'm fine the way it is. If when you're 20, keep on going. You're going to be fine. Enjoy your life.
That's a great place of contentment to be in. Tell us something about yourself personally that many people don't know.
Personally, I think a lot of people that just my closest friends knows that I managed to deliver my own son at the couch within 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, hats off to you. Very good. So maybe when you were, what did you want to be when you were a child? Was it a gynecologist or was it something else?
No, it was actually the stunner. I was always dreaming to do the stunts on the motorbike or with the cars. That's what I was aiming to go for. And later on, but that's the childhood dreams.
Oh, very good.
And they really pass in later on. You're getting focused on something else. You're finding your other passions, other hobbies, and they're just fading away, unfortunately.
Excellent. If you could have a dinner party and invite any 4 people, who would you invite?
You need to consult with my wife first.
No problem at all. So you tell me who you'd like.
The 4 people. Hmm. What I would like? I have no idea, to be honest. Any person.
Is it
any person? So I think would be the Elon Musk that I really, really love to watch what he's doing and what kind of passion he has. And I think both of my influencers that are really good to chat and they are really smart people, which would be the Simon High and Jason Cooper.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, that's good. And is there a spare place for me at that table?
Of course.
Yep. Kamal,
it would be nice to have some women around.
If you could compare yourself to any animal, what would it be and why?
I think I would choose the tiger.
A tiger. Interesting.
Confident, hunting, never gives up, have a stamina.
Excellent. Very good choice. Kamal, if you had a motto or is there any motto you live by, what would it be?
If you can do anything, how is this? If you can do anything today, then don't do it tomorrow. How's this? If you can do the tasks Oh my goodness.
I know it because it's really funny. I think it's the same motto that's on my profile. Never put off until tomorrow what you can do today.
That's what it is.
Is that it? Oh my God, dear serendipity. That's actually my motto on my profile.
Because that's it works. That's the magic in it.
Yes.
Why would you move some tasks for tomorrow if you can do them today and chillax tomorrow?
I love it. For example. Campbell, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, but getting to know you as a business person and the brainchild behind Irish Directory, but also in your personal capacity as well. Campbell, if somebody wants to find out more about Irish Directory or learn how they can become involved, where would you direct them to?
So anybody that would like to take part and would like to join the Irish Directory, it's really simple. You can go to irishdirectory.ie or you can go Irish Directory pricing if you're really curious how the pricing, how everything works. If you want to read about us, irishdirectory.ie about us. So we try to do as simple as possible for you to join and to gain the credibility as a business and also to remove the difficulty from registering. So it's really simple to register. The best part on the Irish Directory, you're getting 20% off from all annual subscriptions. Then we're going to help you to gain exposure, promote you, gain the trainings, the support, whatever you need. Or you can go by the monthly and have a look how it works. You always have a 7-day free trial.
Excellent. Sounds good. So I would encourage any of our listeners here to just be curious and to jump on and see what the Irish Directory is all about and how potentially that it can help you and your business. Camel, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great afternoon. Take care.
Thank you so much, Elaine. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.